Rick Odin.
Yeah, when I heard about History of the World Part 2, I was pumped.
Oh, man, I had also forgotten.
Yeah, I felt like I'd been waiting so long. I forgot today was Mando Day, but Kelly quickly reminded me and we watched it. Wow.
Yeah, I did not, but I have to watch.
It's nice and chill. You'll be fine.
I have to watch it with Erica, so she comes home tomorrow.
Yeah, that's... Craig, do you know who the characters are in the show?
Yes.
You've seen this episode.
Okay.
All they do is reintroduce every character on the show.
Oh, that's weird.
And then Grogu does some wacky stuff.
It's
an excellent episode.
Right.
I love the show, but they really are easing you into season 3.
I'm just curious if the history of the world starts out with Jews in space.
I hope so. They promised that would happen.
Yeah, I mean, they told me, you know, when I was young.
Yeah.
That when the movie 2 came out, that I would get to see Jews in space.
How long has it been? Is this like 35 years in the making for the sequel?
Did they come out in 70 something?
Oh, probably 40 years in the making. That's amazing. I can't even believe it's happening. I thought Mel Brooks passed away recently.
No, he's still kicking.
Wow, good for it. But is it Carl Reiner who passed away?
Yes. History of the World came out in 1981.
Mel Brooks is 96.
Wow. Good for him. That's awesome.
What is that, 42 years in the making?
Yeah.
Yeah, so History of the World Part 2, it is one season. Looks like there are 8 episodes. Episode 1 is not starting with Jews in Space, so I'm kind of sad.
Wait, where is it? Is it Netflix, you said?
What does this say?
I thought I heard you say it. Maybe I was just optimistic.
It is on some streaming service. I think it's Hulu? Yeah, it's a Hulu original. Okay.
Nice.
No Hulu for me.
You don't Hulu?
No. I should. I should, like, cancel, like, DirecTV and get Hulu. But see, if I cancel DirecTV, then I have to subscribe to all the stuff that I get through DirecTV. And...
Right. That's what your Hulu's for. That's what Crick and I do. That's how we live our lives.
Yeah, all the HBO and all that stuff comes through the Hulu.
Right.
It says that
I don't need it at the moment because football's over. But
episode 1 appears to feature Shakespeare and the Kama Sutra.
Old Man Sartre top for the win, by the way.
Nice.
Last week on the singer was Debbie Gibson. Debbie Gibson.
Even I saw that.
Oh, right. Because you had told me because you had to explain that to me.
Yeah.
And you told me the show has a new format where they just cheat.
Yeah, they just pick a winner at the start of the season and then pretend it, you know,
right.
There's voting that makes sense. Yeah, I think it also, you know, when COVID happened and there was no more studio audience.
Yeah.
They're just like, well, we can't even pretend that the audience is actually voting anymore. So screw it. We're just picking the people we want to bring back week after week. And then
because I just couldn't understand how someone outperformed Debbie Gibson that easily.
Yeah.
She's a reasonably talented vocalist.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm really sure they have a long list of celebrities at this point who say, I'm willing to do one show. Maybe two. I'm not coming on that show for like 6 weeks.
Right.
So they're like, yep, one episode for you. Thanks. All right. Anything we got to hit before this starts up here?
I don't think so. I think I've got most of what I need to do in order.
All right. Make sure you go buy that Humble Bundle.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget.
I almost forgot.
72 items, dude.
Oh, no. I'll go. I don't want to further distract myself, but I will check it out here.
Yeah, I just checked it today, and I'm like, oh, that's, you know, $2 an item, and I'll, if nothing else, I'll get my money's worth out of reading Saga. So, good enough.
Yeah, you will. That's a
pleasant comic book. It's very good. All right, let's go. Greetings, True Believers. Welcome to the 373rd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the only one. We got KS72, we got Sneaky Beat 15, and we are all getting ready for Friday Snowpocalypse, right?
No, I've already forgotten that's happening. Yep. Thank you for reminding me. I'll try to make some effort.
I don't know. Every time I check the weather 5 minutes later, they had changed the forecast again, so nobody knows what's going on.
Okay, but it's probable.
Like 2 days,
the weather will be below average on Friday.
2 days ago, they're like, oh, 12 inches of snow. This morning, it was like, well, 2 to 3 inches of snow spread out across the whole day. And then there could be some ice. But it's not actually going to start snow until maybe noon on Friday. I'm like, you know, 2 days ago, it was like, oh, you're going to wake up to a foot of snow on Friday and you're all doomed. And stupid weather people. This week of March 1st through the 8th. So, Ian, big storm, which tells you what? March coming in like a lion.
And out like a lamb. I know. That's what I say every week, and you tell me that it's both.
It can go either way. Some years it's lion. It is. We talked about this.
Winter is an aggressive season. Spring is a calm, peaceful season.
No, son.
In like a lion and out like a lamb.
No, son. It could be either.
Negativo.
Where are we at? Deadpool Daily. Right. That's what I'm talking about. Your 7-day 4-star crash. That's all right. Forgot where in the show we were.
I was sitting here ready to go for so long.
Then it bombed. It was more like, you know, pop. Last week, we talked about this week, with Coulson versus Strange? No. Yeah.
No. Maybe?
Yeah, it was.
Possibly. No one knows.
You Coulson your way to victory, right?
Yo, that guy is dynamite.
Yeah, he's real solid.
Actives and passives with each ability, swapping and charging tiles.
I just made matches until I had purple and then fired it, and it was over. Easy enough.
Purple?
Yeah. Yep.
I think I used yellow to win. Isn't that the one where I call my friends and things happen?
Yes. Yeah, that's a winner, too.
Yeah.
Yep. Very much good choice.
Number next, you've got the Love Sausage versus Falcon America.
Red Guardian.
Oh.
Just in case nobody
looks. I think my Red Guardian is an undercovered feller. And as we've learned from earlier, I didn't open up my infographic, so I have no idea where he's at, but I don't think that's a winning formula.
132, level 70.
Oh, what does he do, and can any of those powers make him win?
He punches you with a shield.
That's the one you've got at 1.
Yeah.
Oh.
Unfortunately, his damage power, you ain't really got going.
Well, his stun ability stuns him as well, so that's not great.
Oof.
Yeah, he's not
we'll
good.
We'll see.
Not good one-on-one, because that doesn't help you.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll give it a try, but I'm not optimistic.
Yeah, you want the red to do the damage, but I wouldn't hold your breath if I were you.
Right.
Let's see. In Storyland, finish your Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. if you have not done so yet.
Yeah, maybe.
And all I know is that the healing of M'Baku.
Oh.
Boy, am I sick of seeing that.
Oh.
It's a lot of healing.
It's not
every turn. It's just these giant plus signs going off all over my screen.
My one that I, you know, it's actually mine. Not a lot of healing, but a lot of plus symbols.
Now the loner one that they give you when he's all you know, beefed up. I mean, you're like, oh, he's taking a beat and he's down below. You know, because like, what's his name? The defrocked one would, you know, hit me for a big pile of damage, and then like. One move later and a cascade later, the dude's like fully burst healed himself back up to full again. I was like,
right.
Wow. I'm like, you just boost healed yourself for 30,000 hit points. It was insane. So that's fun. Enemy of the State, the return thereof, the 7-day television event. In there, you can get 2 Kang, 4 M'Baku, some M'Baku shards, some Wong shards. And in a placement, you're getting some Deathlocks and some Rai Will I Am's version 3.0. A lot of rewards in that event there.
Yeah.
That's the only event running right now. That's the only one you got. So play it up. In PvP land, you've got 4 days, Ray, in your mine season. Right now, you've got Mother of Invention is running. That'll get you Torch and Shuri. Placement is Lizard and Abigail Brand. Ian, if you're sitting down, we got a clue.
Uh-oh.
Or patch notes number 272.
Oh, tell me more about this alleged news.
This clue is Hell's Bell.
Oh, okay.
In my dreams, it's, oh my God, I just forgot her name.
It's Santana.
Yeah, that's what I was going with.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's going to be it. I want it to be.
Oh, I can't even envision anything else. I'm so stuck on that.
In other things, they're saying, you know, brand new supports are here.
Ooh.
Jump in.
When did they get here? What do they do?
And check out these epic new power-ups in the store.
Oh.
So I don't know what they are. I don't know what they do. There's no listing here.
Hmm.
And then it also tells me, Hubbard, that gather your alliance to thwart the Kang in an epic boss battle.
Huh.
Got super excited. That event is still not listed in the game, so we're not sure we're going to get it.
Okay.
But I want to fight Kang in a boss battle.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I want to fight Kang. He's going to send all my people away.
I'm sure the boss version probably does something different.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, that's the 272 release note. So new support, new boss event, new character coming. Action packed there.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. But that's all I have in the news. Do you have any news?
That's a good amount of news.
We went to the Comic-Con. That was news.
Yeah, we did. It was a relative success, yeah. I think.
It was okay for what it was.
Yeah. I mean, it was not crowded. It was nice and spread out. There were some, my son got a lot of stuff. He was pretty hyped.
Yeah.
I forgot to buy anything, but.
I bought fudge.
I did. I bought fudge as well. I bought fudge and bubble tea.
Yeah.
But bubble tea was not tasty.
I did look around. I saw, zero amount of Tron or Speed Racer things to be purchased. So I did not purchase anything.
No. Same.
Right. We were looking for a specific Star Wars figure for Rey.
Yeah.
Couldn't find it.
I looked up buying one of those online. Apparently it's rare.
Papaloo's extra rare.
I'm not thinking I want to spend that much for how old is that 35-year-old Star Wars figure?
Yeah.
At least. Yeah. Probably 40 at this point.
38, I think. 38, okay. Maybe 39.
Papaloo.
Yeah.
Samurai. He was a lesser known Ewok. He kind of snuck in there.
Well, I think I actually got all the figures from the 1985 set, but the Papaloo was a special order. Limited edition kind of thing. And yeah. I don't even know if it existed when I was trying to complete the set.
Was it like one of those like deals they have with G.I. Joe where you had to cut the points off the back of the other ones and then send away for them in the mail?
I don't know if Papaloo was one of those, but Boba Fett was.
Oh, see, I don't remember that. I know that's how, as far as G.I. Joe's go, that's how I got Sergeant Slaughter.
Yep.
That is how I got the action figure version of William the Refrigerator Perry as a G.I. Joe.
Sure. 1885.
Yeah, and that's how I got my Emperor Palpatine figure.
Mm. I remember with the G.I. Joe, you could also get like, for some reason, there was a camouflage surfboard with something you could send away for points on. And there was a like hang glider, right? It was like, a sheet of plastic, you stretched it over a frame, and then you could hook your G.I. Joe to it, chuck him off your off the patio, and, he'd fly across the yard. I remember getting that with mail away points. Yeah. You always wanted to, get those points from the vehicles because that's where you really racked up the points. Was
sure.
Right.
On vehicle purchases. Because
they were more expensive. Yeah. That and the very first time that I was able to complete a set of the Transformers that you put six of them together and they made a Super Transformer.
Oh, yeah. Like the Constructicons.
Like the Constructicons.
Yeah.
I did not make the Constructicons. It took me many more tries before I...
Oh, yeah, I was able to buy all the parts of Devastator in the store.
Ugh, see, I'm envious. I would have loved that.
That was back in the day from James Way. If anyone else remembers the James Way store franchise.
Yeah, no, mine was the they were Decepticons,
mm-hmm.
but they all had a nautical theme. So it was like a shark and a piranha and a squid, and they formed together to do one super robot.
Huh. I don't know that. I don't think I had that one.
They were like underwater Dinobots, essentially.
All I remember about putting together Devastator is that it was really awesome right until you actually tried to play with it, and then it would all just fall apart. You're like, oh, the arms keep falling off.
It was. It was nice to complete the set, but it was a letdown.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Xandar then.
Oh, yeah.
This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, when Hank goes bad.
All right, let's talk about Age of Apocalypse Beast. He is a 4-star character with blue, black, and green abilities. His blue ability is Scientific Method. It costs 8 blue AP. Create 2 4-turn red countdown tiles that create 1 strength, 5 black or green attack tile each turn. When this countdown tile expires, stun a random target for 1 turn. That's wacky. Passive. If a friendly match includes a friendly special tile, gain one additional AP. All right. That's something. As that scales up, he's creating three black or green attack tiles each turn and gaining an additional three AP if a friendly special tile is matched. Oh, and the stun goes up to two turns. Also important. That's a lot of stuff going on. Let's see what's going on with Bleeding Edge. Zero black AP. This passive ability, friendly attack tiles deal 10% less damage, but beast's match damage is increased by 14% for every black AP you have. Whenever an enemy matches a friendly special tile, beast creates one strength black 15 protect tile. All right, how does this scale up? Match damage is increased by 57%. He creates three protect tiles. I think the strength of the protect tiles also increases from 15 to 40. Nice. Blinded with Science. It costs 9 green AP. Deal 259 damage to the enemy team and convert two basic tiles to blue charge tiles. This scales up to 1,118 damage to the enemy team and converts four basic tiles to blue charged tiles. I just read it and I feel like I don't understand his purpose. Is the quantity of the special tiles that he makes what's supposed to be appealing? He just spams the board with storm level of attack tiles, and I'm not really understanding what he does.
You're not the only one.
Okay. I don't even know what to do with him. Probably 5-3-5? I don't know. He seems really complex, but it doesn't seem like there's a payoff. I've got to think more about it and read more about it. I don't even ask. You guys have him spec'd accidentally. I knew that without asking. I apologize. Yeah.
You're correct.
Yeah.
I'm at the 4-5-4.
Okay.
Ray is at the...
Do I even have him rostered?
You have one to the blue.
Yes.
Ray's got him at 3-5-5, it appears.
For no particular reason.
Yeah, I'm open to that. Well, that's what Sunny and Xandar. Dark Beast, or Age of Apocalypse Beast. I don't know which is the appropriate terminology. He looks a little eviler than usual.
Yeah, the Dark Beast, yeah.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Where are we at then? Oh, acting! Thank you! Ian, who we got this week?
This week in the acting segment. How many times have we done this segment?
I think this is number three.
This is number three, so we start with you this week?
Gotta be four.
We started with Craig last week? Oh, because we've done three people. I'll just look at the list. One, two, three. This is number four.
Bruce, Leo, Maggie.
Yep, I see it. I have a list. It's written down. This week, we are discussing casting Maggie Gyllenhaal as a character in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I began by casting her as none other than Betty Ross, the Harpy.
Hmm.
I feel like in a lot of Maggie's roles, there is kind of a, I don't know, there's a little bit of an edge, there's a little bit of an independence and a little bit of a fierceness to her characters. But, you know, I also can see her with that, you know, loyalty slash resentment to Bruce, and same to her father, and all the other terrible relationships in her life that led her to become the Harpy.
Interesting. Don't really know that character.
Yeah. She's not a, you know, hugely popular, but you know, always caught in between.
Yep. Read more Hulk comics.
Thaddeus and Bruce. What's that?
I said, yeah, read more Hulk comics.
I hear good things about him.
Yeah, I've been liking the Hulk recently.
Ray, where are you at?
So I went with somebody who has not appeared, to my knowledge, in the MCU. So I wanted a strong female character with some power, some intellect. Like, that's where I was leaning. So I went with the Enchantress.
Okay. I hear where you're going.
She's a Asgardian, mystic powers.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought that would be fairly fitting.
Yeah, she menaces Thor. She is often in league with the Executioner. Yeah, I always enjoyed her. She's a decent foil. All right, Craig, how about you?
For me, I went with a character that you know, however, you need the current version of the character, not if they do an intro movie, this would not be correct. But the current Marauder style version of Kitty Pryde, so the modern grown up Kitty, I like Maggie for. I think they've got a similar look going on. I believe Maggie is also Jewish, just like Kitty Pryde. You know, got some shared things there.
Yeah, for sure. I saw it too. When I was scrolling through potential images and roles to give me an idea of where I was going, I was like, hey, that's a maybe.
Yeah.
But, you know, I kept digging and I felt better about where I landed. But I hear where you're at.
Character I very much enjoy. Always loved Kitty Pryde.
For sure.
So there you
go. Sure. It'd be nice to see Kitty make a return to the silver screen.
All right. So there we go. Next week, who's on top? Who's on the list?
Next week. We will be finding a spot for Mr. Matthew McConaughey in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Will he be driving a, what's he drive?
Lincoln?
Yeah, will he be driving a Lincoln?
He will be driving a Lincoln.
All right, I'll try and think of characters who drive around in Lincoln Town Cars.
Absolutely.
I think they would have to be something like, you know, Tony Stark's butler or something. I don't
right,
know.
Just think about, think about a character that keeps getting older while all the other characters stay the same age. All right.
No, because then I'll think it's just Quagmire jokes. And all right. thanks, though, to Thespify.
Thespify. Worst sponsor ever.
No offense.
Love it. I love it.
Willie, there's a mailbag. Is there anything in it?
There's a couple things. I think Jeff is really into this whole, I mean, it was kind of his idea, but the Thespify segment. In any case, Jeff Duggan.
Yeah, he should be.
Hey-o.
Says,
PvE events. ICE has said that they are working on fixing all the cursed events, his words, not mine, including the old heroic ones. Related to that, the gauntlet would run for a week, but was treated as a 3-day event for reward purposes. Also related, the placement rewards in 7-day events are currently less than what you'd get from a 3 and a 4-day. That's not good. This has been called to 505/BCS's attention, but no word as this point if it's getting fixed for the current event. And it wasn't. On to Maggie Gyllenhaal. He says, my first thought is Felicia Hardy.
Is that Black Cat?
Isn't it? I think it is. I didn't.
I was asking Craig. Craig reads comics sometimes.
Sure.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Yeah, it's Black Cat.
Okay.
My second thought is Moira MacTaggert.
All right. You've won me back.
My third thought is Celine Gallo. I have no idea who that is.
I don't know that one name.
Yeah, I don't. I'll have to look that one up. But you really won me back at Moira. I like that a lot.
Oh, the she Black can't pull off that Priestess. Accent, right? I do not know that character in any way.
Samurai wants to know if that's a winemaker.
Who's that? The Black Priestess?
Yeah. No, Gallo, who's the, you know, the
creator who is the Black Priestess?
Of Ernest and Julio Gallo.
Right.
I haven't seen the picture. I just feel like, based on last week's episode, this is the point in the story where Donkey T should show up and just be like, but she's not black. Black Tom Cassidy.
Jeff does say, given Tom Holland's age, she's probably too old to play Felicia Hardy without being creepy, so one of the other two. Ray, I concur that Dr. Pepper /Cream Soda sounds gross, but my teen has bought himself an entire box of it. All right.
Wow. Who buys pop by the box? What is that? Who buys pop by the box?
I don't know, a 24-pack?
I guess I've never just gone... Yeah, I do too, obviously. They come in a sleeve of 12, but I never think of it as a box. They are in a box, but they are in cans in a box, so it separates
it's like
itself
box
in my
wine.
Mind.
Yeah. You buying box pop?
Yeah.
That's kind of gross.
I mean, to be fair, I have bought box pop like that with the mix, and then carbonated it in the soda stream.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. He says, is it just me, or was this week's boost list a bit heavy again? It was not just you.
Remind me when we get to pops about pop for a minute.
Okay.
Also,
Ian, your 5-star favorite should be Shang-Chi. If you have any yellow covers for Beta Ray Bill, and should be Beta Ray Bill otherwise. Okay.
So I should switch from Okoye to I didn't. What's the takeaway? Shang-Chi or Beta Ray Bill?
I think Shang-Chi. He does say okay. Bill plus Polaris plus green tile destruction from like 1-star Juggernaut, 4-star Thanos, 5-star Kamala Khan, among others, equals potential Winfinite if you can survive long enough to get it running. So, yeah, Beta Ray Bill and Polaris, I get it, but... And Shang-Chi is just super strong.
Yeah, all right, I'll switch
also, regarding Ian's Vine, Kang is the right answer because he's going to be required in more frequent basis. Dupe's time as a latest four is past, except for the weird glitch that put Reptile and Dupe in for this last week. So, more important for Kang, which I think you decided on, Eric. Anyway.
I did. Thank you. I feel validated.
So last week's episode title was M'Baku in your area. Green Knight 884 commented and just said M'Bak Pink in your area. Thanks. Deck.
What if Sir Gawain is with the Green Knight?
I'm sorry, what?
I said I was wondering if Sir Gawain was with the Green Knight.
With Sean Connery?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Dex 1138 says, a little late with the Leo casting, but the first thing that came to mind was Arcade. I think he would make a fun psycho rich boy.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that too.
Mysterious Stranger said, I tried M'Baku versus M'Baku in the Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. PvE event. Yeah, don't do that unless you hate yourself. Yeah, I saw a discussion on Reddit, somebody saying, how do you beat this thing? The answer is don't use M'Baku.
Yeah, use any other character.
because, yeah, the healing is ridiculous. I went with a theme and picked Black Panther 5-star, and it was over quick. and finally, Norman B. says, I have a team up.
Norman?
I have a team up that I've been trying to enjoy like crazy this week. 5-star Deadpool and Jane Thor. Once Deadpool drops an Abyssal Blades tile, it's pretty much a stun lock on most teams within 2 to 3 turns. Just keep blowing up his tile. The third is your choice. Let's say Okoye. I hear she's decent when boosted. and with that, I encountered something that I found very interesting. I think this was on the Reddits. Somebody used Deadpool, the 4-star Deadpool, who puts out... He's the one that puts out the countdown tiles to do damage every time somebody else on his team gets damaged, right?
He puts out countdown for what?
Okay. Wait, 4-star or 3-star Deadpool?
Deadpool puts out the countdown tiles when somebody else on the team gets hurt. And
he heals himself?
Damage. That's 3-star.
That's 3-star Deadpool.
Yeah, he puts out a countdown tile that
heals
him.
Right, but it's just the... I thought 4 did as
a one
well.
Turn? 4 if... No, 4 does
4 doesn't
the...
heal.
If they do damage to you, he hits you back and does countdown tile damage.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Okay.
It was him with 5-star Hawkeye... So every time a countdown tile expires, you gain blue, and 5-star Kang, so that you then use the blue to put your other team away.
Hmm.
This was used against the indestructible Immortal Hulk, She-Hulk, and Chasm characters. And within like 3-4 turns, you win. Because Hawkeye generates so much blue, and then Kang goes away with you.
I don't hate it.
Nice. Yeah. That sounds
clever. Want to promote this just because I'm so tired of seeing all those Hawks. And Chasm, I want that to move out of the, I'm just going to win with this. So hopefully we see some other teams.
I don't think I have a Cliff that's, super usable like that.
Right.
Yeah, I don't have a Kang that's usable.
Right.
I think I have a, maybe, do I even have a 5-star Kang?
I don't know if Cliff could, tank that much damage for that long to hold out. But maybe. In any case. That's it. That's what's in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. Well, I don't see a open spot at the bottom of my roster, so I must have a 5-star Kang somewhere. Where are we at? Normally here,
right?
We'd be boosting things, but we got no boost list.
Yeah, we couldn't even speculate. Too many variables. So, as of the recording of this show, there is no boosted list, and we have no idea who will be boosted.
That is correct. This week, there are 0 claps.
Yeah, no claps.
No claps given.
Nope. No believing. No pumping anything up.
No. Sad
time. Just a quick round of mystify.
Let's move ahead, though.
True mystify. Nobody knows.
So, what day is today? Today's Wednesday. So Monday, Ian, I bought a bottle of the, you know, Peep Pepsi.
Oh.
Huh. Man, it's a terrible. It's absolutely disgusting.
I bet.
Mm. Like, I couldn't even finish it. Like, I think I still have half a bottle of it sitting on my desk at work. Because I just couldn't force myself to drink any more of it.
You just got to get it as cold as possible without freezing.
But yeah, I'm like, Sheets had some. And I'm like, all right, I'll try one. And I regretted it instantly.
Wow.
Really, really terrible.
Like, because it's cloyingly sweet. The flavor's all wrong. All the above.
Yes. All those things.
Is it like Pepsi vanilla, but they just ramped up too much vanilla?
Yeah, because even sometimes just the regular vanilla is too much for me. This is even beyond that. Yeah, it's too sweet. It's got an aftertaste. You know, and then if you burp later, you're tasting it in bad ways over again. Oh. It is not good. Not good.
Okay. That's no good. No. That sounds like a big letdown.
Yeah, you should avoid that thing like the plague. But bring it into that. Let's go to Pop Pop!
Pop Pop!
What you got?
Oh, Pop Pop. All right. Let's talk about this week. Just to let everybody know, while Blackpink is still in my area, my enthusiasm for this band has nowhere near last week's. But I'm going to tell you about Twice. Now, Twice, despite being the best-selling all-girl K-pop group of all time, let me go on to tell you what is wrong about Twice. First of all, I don't even know if there's a word for this. They have 9 members?
Oh.
9 members.
Come on.
That is grotesquely unacceptable. And speaking of peep-flavored Pepsi, this band is cloyingly sweet. Everything about, like, any, if you go to Central Casting and you're like, we need K-pop in this movie, this is what's in your head. This is just the most, like, rhythmless, vapid, just girls dressed as schoolgirls. It was such a downer. I don't want to question their talent. I'm sure they're great performers. I'm so glad that they're such a popular selling group, but it is not for me.
Sorry, I played part of the clip that Ray posted. And you know what to me? That is a song that plays during the credits of an anime I just finished.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
That is what that is.
The stuff. Yeah. Yep. This is the intro to a Kirby game. It's just something that, no, I like those better. I love the song for Super Smash. No, not. Yeah. Ultimate Smash Brothers. Solid. But yeah, that's, you're right, Craig. That's a fair assessment. I'm not going to list the people. I don't know. There's just too many. It would take up the rest of the show to list all the members. 9 members.
4 or right. 5. That's what you get. 4 right. or 5.
I will follow it up with a Pop Pop.
All right. What you got?
That I do not like.
Oh.
But that is because I am prejudiced against this pop normally and all of its variations to date. Today's pop is Code Red. I hate Mountain Dew. I hate all the variations of Mountain Dew, but I don't drink them, so it doesn't bother me. If people enjoy Mountain Dew, it's obviously a very popular beverage. But Code Red, I believe, was there. I mean, it's an old. I mean, it was, that was back when.
Was that the early first 2000s. Of the new flavors?
It might have been. It was like 2000, 2001, somewhere in that zone. When they started making wacky flavors. And I think this was probably the premiere. And I believe it was even, what was it, orangey? Was that what the redness? It gave it a more citrus flavor, if I remember correctly.
I don't remember.
It was, yeah.
I so rarely drink many Mountain Dew that, you know.
Yeah, Mountain Dew, it just, it never worked for me. I don't know.
Did back in the days of the State College Diner, did we ever take you down there for vanilla Mountain Dews and sourdough bread?
Yeah. But I passed on the vanilla. I don't like Mountain Dew. I don't like vanilla in my Mountain Dew. It didn't make it better.
But
that whole experience was, you know, something special back then. So I was just caught up in it. You could get that giant pound of fries.
That's right.
And then, I was a kid back then. So I was all about, black coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So pound of fries, black coffee. Watch people come into the diner after the bars let out. It was like a human circus. It was fantastic.
Now, alternatively, I loved Mountain Dew. I nearly grew up on Mountain Dew. In the Air Force, I don't know if I drank water. I only drank Mountain Dew. because getting up super early in the morning is not my thing. I don't know what I was thinking going in the military, but so I would get up in the morning, go in and drink Mountain Dew because I can't stand coffee. Was bad on my stomach.
So Ian, where is the Mountain Dew?
What's that?
I said, where is the Mountain Dew?
Where?
It's in the fridge, duh.
I don't think Ian knows what you're talking about.
That's not a joke that Ian's picking up? All right.
No, I did not get that reference. I apologize. I had two follow-up on Ray's.
Do you have a quarter?
So one is
if
that
nobody has
true?
A quarter, I'm going to have to get some Funyuns. Funyuns are stuck in the machine.
I get it.
I never mind. I'm just abusing myself at this point. Yeah.
So what's your question?
Go ahead, Ian. Oh, did we lose
There's
Ian?
A whole other chunk of that Dead Al Wives thing that's coming out. So I'm just going to wait until he's done.
No, I'm done. Go ahead.
He's going to sing Mountain Dew, oh, Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew again.
It's Fly By Night. But go ahead.
I don't know anything about the caffeine content of Mountain Dew. Why do we believe that it is more heavily caffeinated than other pops? Is that accurate, or is that an urban legend?
I did some research, I believe it's accurate.
Okay, so it is slightly more. It's more heavily caffeinated than your average beverage.
I mean, it's no Jolt.
It's slightly more than Pepsi.
No, it's no Jolt or Zyta Cola or anything intentionally bizarre like that. But okay, so then my follow up was I've not for me, but a similar phenomenon was with my mom. I think she was legitimately addicted to Diet Mountain Dew for like 8 years. Like she would go through a 12-pack a day of Diet Mountain Dew for 8 years.
Oh, that's a lot of Mountain Dew.
Yeah. I don't know how you could, she was like, it replaced all other beverages for me. And I'm like, that's super gross.
Did she then cough out pieces of her lungs under the wall beside where she sat all day?
No. she.
Sorry, that was a joke just for Ray as well.
I
had a coworker that drank nothing but Diet Mountain Dew, and he did exactly that.
Like, if you went into his office and looked at the wall to, like, the left of where he sat, there were pieces of, like, things that used to be inside his body, which are now outside his body, that were stuck to the wall from him coughing, because he would hack a lot every time he would drink his Diet Mountain Dew.
That's super gross.
It was super gross.
Well, I'm just going to pivot and wrap this up. Code Red Mountain Dew, and twice on Pop Pop. Thanks, as always, to
Magnified.
There you go.
Oh, Magnify.
I'm like, I don't remember what the character name is. I didn't watch that show.
Samurai's Graphics says that Mountain Dew is at 54 milligrams of caffeine. The Pepsi Zero Sugar is at the top with 69. Jolt, I don't see on his list, so I think this list is bogus.
Parandiac, when you typed that, were you typing Josta and it switched it to Jocasta?
Oh, I remember Josta.
Josta was awesome. It had guarana. It had raw primal power. It had a little Black Panther on the
It did have raw primal power. I could buy it in the vending machines on campus.
Yeah, Josta was dope.
Jolt still exists. I've seen it at Dollar General's.
Nice. I do love Josta, if that was what you meant. I love Jocasta, too. She is one of the most underrated Jedi, but... all right, so that's it. Let me get my Steam opened while you guys talk about caffeine.
All right. Boy, we got to hurry
up. I'm totally off the caffeine. It's terrible.
Really?
I can't. Yeah, I haven't. Like, I've been off the caffeinated coffee because I thought in that quantity it was causing me grief. But less than, like, a month ago, I drank a delicious cherry Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, just thrumming pains down the left side of my body. I can't have caffeine anymore. It's real difficult for me.
All right, I've got four things to open. We can't take long because my iPad's at like 5% power.
Okay. get going in it while I'm loading Steam.
All right. Number one, Elsa Bloodstone.
Ooh.
Number two, Spider-Woman. Number three, Hulkling. Hey, he's a character. Nightcrawler.
And a support.
0 for 4.
Okay, I'll do mine real quick, because I'm only doing one.
Nice.
It is also a 4-star. Word of the cap. Heavy hitter.
Nice. My one is also a 4-star. Gamora, Deadly Strike.
Gamorpha?
Gamorpha.
Can't wait for Kang to get in there.
Yeah, no big wins this week, though, but thanks, as always, ooh, to this guy.
My Gamora spit out a 5-star Gamora. Does that count?
Oh, well, at least somebody got a 5-star.
Yeah. Hey, that was a big bonus. Yeah. This guy.
That's on the podcast network.
Ooh, the soon-to-be-named network, which is available at soon-to-be-named-network.com, is a team of other great podcasts that we are working directly with to bring you the best variety in podcasts out there. You can check us out at soon-to-be-named-network, soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
I think I'm good.
Yes.
All right.
I will fill a couple minutes with frivolous quandary.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to put yourself in another person's shoes. That person is me. Let's say that you have a vacation budget of $10,000. Is that one luxury eight to 10 day trip to Disney? Or is that two more modest vacations elsewhere?
Well, I suppose that depends. You know, are you a big, you know, there are people who are the really big Disney fans, right? Like, you know, there's some, you know, ride you're desperate to ride that you have kids in the Disney age that would make this super memorable for the rest of their lives that they were there.
My life has been crafted around Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's not enough, I also love Marvel. I also love Pixar. And I also love classic Disney. If there's anything I've missed, or if I need to take a day off from the parks and want to spend a day in Universal so I can check out Super Mario World and Harry Potter Land, all of those things are
Strangely, also Marvel rides.
Oh yeah, another ride. I mean, you know, rides are you know, there's nothing that's
I'm saying,
the whole experience. It's not just the rides.
Yeah, Harry Potter Land is totally worth going to. That's a good time. I mean, all the Disney parks, you know, have their pluses and minuses. I mean, to me, Magic Kingdom is kind of the most boring of the group. Like, I really enjoy Epcot and, you know, Animal Kingdom's got some nice things. You know, but yeah, all the Star Wars stuff is over at whatever the movie one is called.
Hollywood Studios?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, it used to be called MGM. That's what I was stuck in my head.
Right.
Disney's super expensive.
It is. Dizzyingly.
Yeah. And you got to play that game where you got to pick if you want to eat at a nice restaurant inside there, you got to book it like weeks in advance.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. You have to get up right as the website opens at like 12:01 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, if it's going to be the one trip, you've never done the Disney, I would do the Disney to have done it. But, you know, I have been there several times. So at this point, I'd probably be looking at doing other things.
Right. I have done the Disney, but I was also 8 when I did the Disney.
Oh, yeah, I didn't really do the
Disney.
Yeah,
the last time, when I went to Disney, Epcot was brand new.
Yeah.
Well, I remember. They were showing Captain EO.
Yes, the first time I went to Disney, I also went and enjoyed Captain EO, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
But, you know, that was, I think I was 14 years old. So, that was a few years ago.
Yes. So, okay. I will take that into consideration.
Is this in any way impacting my trip in April, whether or not you're coming?
Nope. That's a done deal. You can book that anytime. I'll join you.
All right.
We're pretty solid on Treasure Island, or do you guys want to do Horseshoe? I'm good with either.
I think we were still looking at Horseshoe.
Okay. I'll do Horseshoe.
Okay.
I love it. And you said we're targeting the what did you say, 11th through the 17th?
We're looking at the 11th to the 17th, so it's like Tuesday to Tuesday.
Yeah.
You guys are aware we're still recording, right?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh! Sorry.
I don't know, ask me if there's, you know, things to do, and Ian's still going, and I lost track.
Well, sorry for that deep dive into our personal lives.
Anything else for the good of the order? How about that?
Wrap this up. I'm making bad choices.
All right. That's it. Comment, suggestions, shoot him at Ray. Please complain to Ray and tell him to never let us talk like this again. And just, because that just went nowhere for the rest of you. It was only important to a couple of us.
That got weird. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, but you can click on the Amazon banner, and if you buy something, maybe we'll be much better, more cognizant about what we're doing.
Seems doubtful, but.
That is doubtful. But that's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, Rasputin rises like a phoenix. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.